97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck with you, coming at you from Twinsic Aura Studios at University Place. Victor Lewis alongside me to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got one of those things where I'm going to ask you an open-ended question, but before we get to that, we need to touch on two specific points. One of them, we've discussed acronyms a fair bit on this show because of how ridiculous acronyms can become.
Right.
And today, I would like to discuss the absolutely insane acronyms that I ran across that are focused on gastrointestinal study and, I guess, wellness, the science of keeping your gut healthy.
GISW, yeah.
Is that an actual thing? Or did you mention
gastrointestinal studies and wellness?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, sure. You can just take what I say and make new acronyms out of it. GISU.
GISU.
But why don't we discuss found and retrieved time for objects in your stools? Yep.
Uh-huh.
An acronym that spells out fart. If you're going to a GI health doctor.
I say let the audience figure it out for themselves.
Sure, sure. Because it's important when considering your GI health to consider your stool hardness and transit score.
Right.
Which is another...
That's in transit, right? Not and transit.
No, and transit.
Oh, that's less fun.
It's less fun, but more appropriate to discuss on a radio show.
Sure, yeah.
Other things, I'm really enjoying Tucker Carlson's quotes about how nicotine frees your mind. When he discusses the potential ban on menthol cigarettes / in the future commercial tobacco sales in general. I just think that it's great that his talking point was they love THC. It makes you compliant and passive, but nicotine frees your mind. I just imagined him holding a cigarette in between each finger, just going full 80s Wolf of Wall Street. This is freeing my mind, Jack. You don't understand.
It's like a really low-level version of Scarface, except at the end he just like takes a drag of 14 cigarettes all at once.
The lowest stake Scarface of all time. It's just all cigarettes.
Not even cigarettes that free your mind. Clearly it's just menthol cigarettes. Like, it's that cool minty taste that really makes you think philosophically.
I mean, yeah. No, it just helps you consider your world, your place in it. It's just lovely. It's relaxing. This show brought to you by... No. I can't.
No.
That's actually probably illegal. Why don't we pivot off of that entirely and talk about torture? I want to talk about torture because I read the headline. And I'm not going to bother with this story. I'm just going to read you the headline.
This is about to violate your rule.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Rihanna's umbrella was used as a weapon of torture in hell, claims a Michigan priest who allegedly died.
I heard about
this.
Yeah.
Quote, demons were singing it. Now, this Michigan priest's experience aside, what song are the demons singing in your hell, Aaron Keck? Is it the squirrel nut zippers? It better be.
I just like the fact that this priest knows Rihanna's umbrella well enough for that to be the song that plays in his head while he's having this near-death experience vision.
Yeah.
Or Endev, for short, by the way.
Or Endev,
yeah.
Of course. But
yeah.
What song? What song are your demons singing?
If I go to hell and there are demons playing a song over and over again, I assume, or just like...
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be specifically to torture you. It can just be for ambiance.
For just general torture?
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Oh my God! That is horrible! That is... I was going to be basic and just say it's obviously Born in the USA for me because I was alive and of an age where everybody was playing that song ironically and unironically for about a 9-month period.
No, you got to have a song that fails the Pepsi challenge, like a song that you hear and it's like, okay, this isn't bad. And then every single time you hear it, it gets a little bit worse.
And
a little bit worse. And then you start noticing little details. Like, why does a choir of mostly off-key children come in at this point when we really should be wrapping up?
That is a good metric. And why is that called the Pepsi Challenge?
Oh, do you not know the Pepsi Challenge story?
No.
So how much time do we have? A minute. The Pepsi Challenge was this thing in the 1980s, like an ad campaign for Pepsi, where they said, take the Pepsi Challenge, and they put two glasses of soda in front of people. It's like, take a sip, tell me which one you like better. And then they pulled off the like labels and like, ooh, the one that you chose was Pepsi and the one that you rejected was Coke. So obviously Pepsi is better. And this was like a recurring thing, and it was a very successful ad campaign. The reason why the Pepsi challenge is now like a meme is that Pepsi is an example of something that tastes better than Coke the first sip because it's sweeter, so it hits you more immediately. But 30 sips in, you'll like Coke better because it's not as sickeningly sweet. So the Pepsi challenge is something that's really good the first time, and then further down you go, the less exciting it is.
With that in mind, I'm officially changing my demon song from Miley Cyrus to Billy Ray. We're going to do Achy Breaky Heart instead.
All right.
Yeah.
What was the Miley Cyrus song going to be?
Born in the USA? No, not that. Party in the USA.
Oh, Party in the USA.
I said that wrong the first time, and you didn't say anything.
I mean, we know, like, AJ hates Bruce Springsteen.
For some reason.
So I just assumed that you were just, like, piggybacking off of that.
Although I would listen to a Miley Cyrus cover of Born in the USA,
She'd be really good at that.
I mean, I don't think it'd be bad.
Get Dolly Parton up there. They do a duet. It'd be fantastic.
Now, that's just wishful thinking.